This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Welcome into this episode of Inside MSide, and today's guest is a two-time Great Plains Athletic Conference individual champion, back-to-back golfer of the year, Sophia Castellon, and joining her is our head golf coach, Nick Wanderscheid. So first of all, thank you both for joining me, and Sophia, congrats on, you know, winning conference individually again this year in the Golfer of the Year honor. That's just awesome. So I guess my first question is about, you know, conference. How did you feel coming into the event? Were you feeling really confident heading into the event, or were you kind of a little uneasy maybe?
I mean, I feel like the weather conditions made me a little uneasy. Everyone was just like stressed about it. But coach came and tried to like call me, just letting me know that everyone was playing in the same like place, you know, like it was not going to be different from anyone. So I guess I was just like playing and just trying my best.
Yeah. And with the 36 holes on the first day, I know you guys, you know, and you had the late hour later start, so you kind of had to cram in, you know, a lot of golf in one day. What was the most challenging part about that first day for you?
At the beginning, we were supposed to walk 36 holes. So I was just like, my mindset was just like, okay, we're going to walk. And then probably like, what, 2 days before we left, coach was like, well, we're riding carts, because the guys did at their GPAC tournament. So I was like very relieved, to the point that playing 36 holes was not like bad at all while we were riding cards. So
and coach, I mean, how did you try and, you know, help keep the team focused, you know, Sophia and the rest of the group, on, you know, keeping that mindset of, you know, we're not just playing one round today, we're playing two, you know, if your first round's not perfect, you got another round to make it up. You know, how are you trying to keep the team focused on just improving in that aspect?
Yeah, we're fortunate that a lot of the tournaments that we go to and we travel to our 36 hole first days. Most of the bigger tournaments, I guess you could say, are 36 first day and 18 the second day. So we've done that. Sophie's done that a bunch in her time here. All of our players have done that quite a bit. I thought that was an advantage for us going into the tournament. And it really wasn't a big deal. Just the fact that we'd done it so many times, it wasn't too big of an issue. The weather was obviously the thing. I mean, it was 35 years I've been around tournament golf. Like, I've never seen more challenging conditions with the wind relative to the field than that. It was a disaster, for lack of a better term.
For sure. And for both of you, I mean, you know, you've both talked about the weather, and it was windy. I know that it wasn't necessarily warm, like we have a gorgeous day out today. You know, it's kind of the opposite of this for both days, really. So what was that like, you know, having to battle those challenges both as a player and as a coach?
Well, for me, it was really frustrating, because it was not my game what was going on wrong. It was pretty much just like the conditions. But I knew I had to like find a way to just like keep calm and just manage as much as I could.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time. We try not to get wrapped up into score. Our goal is not to, of course, we want to set records and shoot low scores and all those things. And if you do that, of course, everything else takes care of itself. But when we go play, our goal is not always to beat the golf course. It's to beat the other teams, and in Sophie's case, to beat the other individuals. When that happens, nobody cares what the scores are. You either won or you didn't. And that was the big challenge. Sophie was frustrated the first day because her score wasn't good. But it was a disaster out there on the golf course. Nobody's score was good. And I just kept trying to tell her, like, Sophie, I don't like necessarily when they're looking at the leaderboards or when they're, you know, wrapped up in things other than playing golf. But finally, at some point, it was like maybe the 12th or 13th hole of the second round, Sophie was very frustrated because her score was awful. And I showed her the leaderboard. She was like one shot off the lead. And the players behind him had three and four more holes to play than she did. And I'm just going like, Sophie, like, everything's going great. I know it's not the scores we're looking for, but like I said, we're trying to beat other players, not the golf course. Nobody's beating the golf course today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once we kind of got a handle on that, then she was able to just kind of keep your head down and just understand that you're going to make bogeys. We're not going to make very many birdies. Like, we need to not make double bogeys and just play the end of the wind holes the best we can. Try to stay afloat on the downwind holes and see what happens at the end of the tournament.
Absolutely. And Sophia, did it help, you know, having been in a position where you were competing for a conference championship last year and winning it, did that kind of help as you got ready for the second day, knowing I've been here, I've done this, I can do this again, I can battle these conditions?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for me, every tournament is just like a new experience, you know. Obviously, I think I've grown as a player, which just gives me like a little more confidence sometimes. But I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So I was just there, and with the conditions and everything, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to try and have some fun. I kind of did, kind of not. But yeah, that's just like the mindset I want to keep most of the times.
For sure. And with the way the format was set up, I mean, you were out on the course a lot earlier on that second day than the rest of the leaders, or at least the people in front of you were. So what was kind of your mindset knowing at the end of the day, whatever I shoot, I'm going to have to wait and see what these girls who are going out later shoot to know where I place?
Yeah, for real. I feel like at the beginning I was still like, not concerned, but just like thinking, okay, I have to do better because I was like one shot off the lead. But then as I start getting into it, I was like, you know what, I think I just have to like play hole by hole because I cannot like do anything with that, you know. So I just start doing that and eventually worked out.
Yeah. And coach, I mean, like I asked Sophia, I mean, knowing she's been there, she's done it, she's won a, you know, conference championship before, she's, you know, competed in one other events before, you know, what was your message to her going into that second day? You know, similarly, like I said, you know, going out before everyone else, you know, conditions still aren't going to be great. What was kind of your message to her?
It was, for as experienced and as much as Sophie has won, she's still 20 years old and hasn't, you know, I'm 44 and have played, you know, tournaments for 35 years. I've seen a lot more than she has. So I, unlike the first day when I was kind of showing her the leaderboard to be like, hey, like things are not as bad as they seem. I told her before she went out, like, just the way the mechanics of the day was going to work with her being out so far ahead of everybody else, do not look at the leaderboard because it's not going to be indicative of at all of what is truly going on. So I didn't want her to look after she had played four holes or seven holes or whatever, because just the way it was, like, she was going to go out and she was going to shoot over par. Everybody was. So the more, if she was three over, I think you were three over after five, which the leaders hadn't even teed off yet. So now all of a sudden she was started one behind. Now she's four or five behind. That could get her down, but they hadn't even started yet. Like, as the more golf they played, the more the gap was going to shrink. And so I just told her, like, do not look at the leaderboard. Like, I will tell you everything you need to know. Like, you need to trust me. I will tell you everything that you need to know, and what you don't know, I won't tell you. And she got into, I think she was like three over after five, but there were a bunch of the end of the wind holes early. Then she just got on a roll of just churning out pars. I mean, you parred like five or six holes in a row. The leaders had got off. They had kind of started doing what was going to happen. You know, it was hard. So they were starting to make bogeys. All of a sudden the gap started being shrinked. And I think with, she probably had five or six holes left, and I think she was like one shot behind at that point, with the other players having seven or eight more holes than her to play. So I was like, okay. I told her on, I think, the 15th tee box, everything's going exactly like we hoped. Like, we got to get this one in. Like, yeah, we just got to get it in the house and see what happens. It all worked out. She made an unbelievable par out of the sand on her last hole. And at that point, she was two shots behind, and the leaders had eight holes left to play. And all I told her was, like, it is what it is. Yes, we'd love to have the lead right now, but I'd way rather be in your position than the other ones having exactly eight holes left to play. So we'll see what happens. And it worked out.
For sure. You know, Sophia, you've alluded to, you know, you feel like you've gotten better as a golfer over the last year, but you know, back-to-back now conference championships. Do you feel like a year ago you would have been able to play in these conditions and still win the conference tournament, or do you think that your improvements you've made over the last year helped you battle the win this year?
Well, every tournament is an improvement for me, so I feel like, I don't know, I don't really know what could have happened a year ago, but definitely I'm more ready now than last year, like in general.
And what specifically do you feel like you've gotten better at over the last year in your game?
Well, I guess my biggest issue while playing is my short game, and Coach and me talked about it and we practiced it. So I feel like I'm getting more confident with my short game, and that's just what I think I've improved the most.
And Coach, do you see kind of those similar things she talked about in terms of improvement? Is that where you see she's made the most strides over the last 12 months?
Yeah, even just the last second half of the semester. Sophie is, at the national level, truly one of the elite ball strikers in the country. I'm not going to try to guess how many, but I mean, she's in the top 10% of the country tee to green. I mean, she hits it far, she hits it high, she hits it straighter than short hitters do. I mean, it's incredible how good she hits the golf ball. When she putts okay, she wins by a bunch, like at the Ridge tournament this year. I mean, she had a day where she putted it pretty good and she shot 75, 68 and won by 9. The days she has struggles putting, like she finishes second or third. I mean, she just hits it so good that, you know, she's never going to be way down the leaderboard. Over the second half of this year, she's gotten a lot better with her speed control and all of those things. She's three putting less, and I mean, she just seems to be getting better every tournament this spring.
And so, Sophia, what do you think is the best part of your game? Is it your driving, your irons? You know, what do you feel is like the best part of your game right now?
I think my driver. It's always been my driver. So.
For sure. And yeah. Going off of that, I mean, is that your favorite club in your bag then, is your driver?
It's like a love-hate relationship, but right now it is.
For sure, for sure.
It's my favorite club in your bag. That means anything.
Is there a club you will try, you know, to avoid at all costs? Is there one club that you just don't really feel comfortable with?
I feel like since I start golfing, it was my three wood or any woods in general. But then while I got to college, I start working on them. And Coach just told me that I pretty much had the wrong woods. Mm-hmm. So, we got some new ones. And now it's just a very different thing.
For sure. Now you're going back to nationals this year. You know, what kind of is your goal for that tournament?
First of all, I feel like we haven't had like a great tournament where I can like have no jackets on or anything. So I'm just hoping it's actually like warm over there. And I mean, it's going to be a lot of golf for days and then practice run and everything. But I'm really excited. I feel like the golf course we're going to play is like one of the best ones like in the US. It's a PGA level golf course, so I'm really excited to be part of it and just enjoy it and try my best.
Yeah, and Coach, I know last year, you know, the guys played at this course that Sophia will be playing at. So, you know, do you take anything from what you saw last year with the men's team to kind of help prepare her?
Absolutely. We played, including the practice rounds, I watched the men. We played nationals and we played another tournament over there last spring. So counting though, I mean, I've seen the men play 11 rounds there in practice and in tournament conditions. So I have a good handle on that golf course. When they announced that was going to be the women's site next year, my immediate reaction was, oh my God, they're going to love it. It is a stunning, beautiful, awesome place. It's incredibly good. My second reaction was, man, that's going to be a hard golf course for the women's field. It's just, I don't know exactly what length they'll play it at, but there's just enough kind of force carries. There's hitting it high is a huge advantage. Being handy on and around the greens is a thing for sure. But the best ball strikers are going to flourish at that golf course. I think it's a golf course like that. I think it just completely shrinks down the number of players that have the skills to handle it. And Sophie does. Like, it is, I told her this, and I wasn't trying to just boost her confidence, but I mean, if there's a golf course that's built for her, it's that one. To play against a really, really strong field, because she hits it far, she hits it high, she hits it straight. Like, she can navigate that golf course with her ball striking so much better than a lot of, you know, the other players will be able to, that it's a great golf course for her. I'm excited to get there.
Yeah, and Sophia, I mean, obviously Coach just talked about how the course kind of plays into your strong suits. You know, have you had a chance to kind of look at the layout a little bit, or kind of get a feel based on what Coach has said for the course you're playing, and how excited are you for to play this course?
I mean, I really don't know, like, how the course looked like. I've just, like, seen it, like, in pictures, because the men played it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful, whatever. But yeah, I guess I'm really excited to just figure out everything when we get there.
Yeah. I don't think I got any more questions for either of you. I don't know if either of you any final thoughts on just, you know, the year that it was for you to win conference again and get player of the year again and the opportunity to go to nationals. So,
closing thoughts.
Not really. I'm just happy. I don't know.
For sure.
No, it's exciting. Morningside men's and women's golf have had tremendous success at nationals over the last 4 and 5 years. It's exciting to, it's gratifying to get somebody. We want all the teams and everybody to be there at both the men's and the women's. It didn't work out that way this year. The future's very bright. I would hope in the years going forward, we'll have everybody with us on future trips. But it's I'm thrilled that Sophie gets to experience this. She's been awesome. She's been the best player in this conference the last 2 years. It's great that she gets to experience this trip, and the golf course is just awesome. And I've looked at the weather. It's supposed to be like this every day.
Oh, 80, awesome.
80 and sunny and not much wind, at least it's for perfect. The forecast now. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a great time. And we want to thank Chloe Cromendike. She's going to go and be our assistant coach for that tournament. So Sophie will have somebody, one of her teammates, to hang out with for the week, so she's not stuck hanging out with me the entire time. So,
for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a great trip for all of us.
Yeah, and hopefully, like you said, hopefully the conditions stay well for you guys, and hopefully we get to see some great golf out of you, Sophia. And that'll do it for this episode of Inside M Side. Thank you all for joining and listening in today.